91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and cloudy at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Anti-terror sweeps conducted in France over the weekend have led to multiple arrests. Tom Rivers of ABC News explains.
Anti-terror police have arrested 7 men in the cities of Strasbourg and Marseille. Most of them were on the intelligence radar. They're French, Moroccan, and Afghan nationals. No official word on potential targets, but French media speculate the Strasbourg open-air Christmas market may have been considered. The city is symbolic as the seat of the European Parliament, and security there is generally not as tight as the measures taken in Paris. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A suspended RCMP counterterrorism officer has been found guilty of the severe child abuse of his son. Terry Pedwell of the Canadian Press has the details.
The 44-year-old man who cannot be identified was charged after his emaciated 11-year-old son was found by a neighbor. The boy's stepmother was also found guilty of assault and failing to provide the necessaries of life. Justice Robert Mirage says he didn't believe the father's argument that he was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder at the time he was inflicting the abuse. The boy had been chained in the family basement and had been burned with a barbecue lighter. In delivering his verdict, Mirage described the abuse as disturbing. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Using your fingerprints to unlock your phone or computer may not be as safe as you think. There are drawbacks to biometric security, as Sandy Kozel explains.
In their rush to do away with problematic passwords, Apple, Microsoft, and other tech companies are nudging consumers to use their own fingerprints, faces, and eyes as digital keys. Smartphones and other devices increasingly feature scanners that can verify your identity this way. But there are drawbacks. Hackers could still steal your fingerprint or its digital representation. Police may have broader legal powers to make you unlock your phone. And so-called biometric systems are so convenient, they could lull users into a false sense of security. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The Ontario government is giving Centennial College nearly $26 million to open a new aerospace campus at the Downsview Park in Toronto. Premier Kathleen Wynne says about 900 students a year will be able to train for high-tech manufacturing, robotic, and aerospace jobs.
Ontario has invested in this project because it will incubate and grow well-paying and professionally rewarding jobs for Ontario students. And it will help Ontario to accelerate our position as a leader in the global innovation economy.
Stopping at Centennial College wasn't the only thing Kathleen Wynne did this weekend. She's now calling high electricity prices across the province her mistake. In a speech to the party faithful at the Ontario Liberal Annual Generation Meeting in Ottawa, Wynne said she takes responsibility for not paying close enough attention to the daily stresses of many Ontarians.
People have told me that they've had to choose between paying the electricity bill and buying food or paying rent. That's unacceptable to me. It is unacceptable that people in Ontario would be facing that choice. So our government made a mistake. It was my mistake.
Wynne says she will find more ways to lower hydro rates and reduce the burden on consumers. An Ontario cabinet minister says Canada shouldn't worry yet about Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric against NAFTA and other trade agreements. Economic Development Minister Brad Dingdew says he's not worried even though Trump called the North American Free Trade Agreement the worst trade deal in history.
I'm not at all convinced that the rhetoric we heard in the campaign will transfer into serious problems for Ontario or Canada. I'm not ignoring it either. I think we have to take the potential challenges seriously and we have to keep our eyes on it, but I think we have to keep it in perspective. It's in the best interest of the United States to continue its trading relationship with Canada. It's that simple.
He further went on to say that Trump can't achieve his economic goals without vibrant and fluid trade with Ontario and Canada, which is currently worth over $600 billion a year. And sticking with Trump, cast members of the Broadway hit Hamilton are shrugging off the controversy over the lecture they gave his vice presidential-elect Mike Pence at a performance last week. Mark Smith has the details.
President-elect Donald Trump has accused the cast of harassing Pence, who was in the audience, and demanded an apology. But actor Brandon Victor Dixon, who plays Aaron Burr and delivered the remarks, says there's nothing to apologize for.
We wanted to stand up and spread a message of love and of unity, considering all the emotional outpour since the election.
In his speech, Dixon said many Americans are alarmed by the election and urged the new administration to protect the rights of all. Afterward, Pence said he wasn't offended. And on CBS This Morning, Dixon said both Pence and Trump are welcome to visit backstage anytime. Mark Smith at the White House.
Protesters clashed with law enforcement near the site of the Dakota Access Pipeline. At least one person was arrested as protesters sought to push past a bridge on a state highway that had been blocked since late October. Water Protection's legal collective attorney Angela Bibbins says protesters are committed to combating the pipelines as demonstrations head into the winter months.
The pipeline has gotten all the way to the drill pad, and there's been no assurances by Dakota Access that they will not stop at the drill pad, that they will start drilling even without the without the permit to cross the river.
A video shot by protesters yesterday showed what appeared to be water cannons being fired at them. The new Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them cast a spell over audiences in its debut weekend. The film summoned at least an estimated $75 million and unseated Doctor Strange from the top spot, which it had held since it came out weeks ago. Here's a little clip from the movie.
You're an interesting man, Mr. Scamander. You were thrown out of Hogwarts for endangering human life.
That was an accident.
With a beast.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Honey, I'm going to Mark's No Frills.
Why? You basically live there.
I basically live there because I rely on President's Choice Insider products year-round. And with the upcoming holiday season, I need something that everyone can be satisfied with. All your seasonal needs are at Mark's No Frills right now at the best prices. So it's time to stock up. Check your flyer for weekly specials, but you better get going because I'm already here and you'll want everyone to enjoy your holiday too.
Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney. Mark's No Frills. Our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan with QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball team improved their record to 4-2 this weekend with a win over the Candor Panthers. The Lancers will look to continue their success this weekend when they visit Fleming. In the NFL, the Washington Redskins won for a sixth time in eight games by beating the Green Bay Packers last night. Washington head coach Jay Gruden says he knows there will be close games and they need to keep working hard.
You know, that's football. You know, you're going to have, the other team is going to make some plays, which makes it look like we're not making any plays, but Aaron Rodgers is a great player. He's going to make his plays, but we just have to keep working, and we've learned that these games are going to be close and we have to keep battling and keep competing.
Turning the football closer to home now, sophomore running back Keenan LaFrance ran 157 yards and a key TD in leading the Ottawa Redblacks past the Edmonton Eskimos for a 35-23 win in the Division East final. LaFrance clinched the win with a 20-yard touchdown run with 45 seconds left, but head coach Rick Campbell wasn't the least bit surprised with his player.
The thing I'll say about Keenan is when we got him last year, when we drafted him, the thing you could tell about him is that the game wasn't going to be too big for him. Sometimes when guys are young and they come in, it's kind of a deer in the headlights thing, and he never was like that.
In soccer, TFC go up against the Montreal Impact tomorrow in Game 1 of an MLS Eastern Conference Final. Toronto captain Michael Bradley says a Toronto-Montreal playoff match is something special.
Play all year to get to this point. Four teams left, two Canadian teams. And I think, not just any two Canadian teams, Toronto and Montreal, and all of the history that comes with it.
Jimmy Johnson was practically gifted his seventh NASCAR championship title when Carl Edwards' aggressive attempt to win the championship ended in a wreck. Johnson grabbed the lead at the very last lap of the race, won for the first time in his career at Homestead, and grabbed the final Sprint Cup trophy. Johnson says he was prepared not to win and suddenly found himself the champ again.
It's something really interesting and different about my calmness and the relaxed nature that I had in the car. And
I didn't know what the outcome would be, but I was very content and peaceful with whatever was coming my way. And then it ended up being the greatest thing in the world.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. For the forecast for Belleville at 12:10, it's minus one. It's minus one. I'm James Gaughan.